Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. Welcome to Rage Game Network Podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Ben.
I'm Connor.
And it's Pretty Boy Chris.
Yeah. Hey, everybody's here besides Sarah, which she found out she had to work last second.
Oops.
Oopsies. Good news, everybody. We have some advertisement coming out on another podcast. If you listen to it, great. It's Paranormal Almanac. You might want to listen to their 200th episode. Obviously, there'll be an advertisement, like I said, but there might be a little something. If you've been looking for a t-shirt or something like that, you might get a little something. If you're not into the paranormal, well, I guess you might want to listen to just for that advertisement. But it's going to be a long episode, so keep that in mind. It's his 200th episode. Kurt Sandvig, great dude. Every time I've called in for his episodes, he has listened to everything I've had to say. He loves the fact that I'm very detailed on what I've had to say, like the blue lights we saw the one night we were out by the fire. Connor remembers that. That was really interesting that happened.
That's a huge landmark. 200 episodes.
200 oh, yeah. episodes. I think we're getting close. I didn't even check when we probably hit our 100th episode.
Realistically, I mean, we did kind of miss the start of the season.
So. Just a little bit.
Whoops. Yeah, check that out. Keep that in mind. Paranormal Almanac. You can find it on Spotify or wherever you're listening to your podcast. This podcast, you could probably find it on there, like Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to give him a good rating because the dude is, like, phenomenal. I don't care if you're not into the paranormal. Just great lesson to begin with, anyways.
Also, give us a good rating.
Yes. I was gonna say. Actually, I've looked at our ratings before. We have not gotten less than 5 stars.
Awesome.
So, I'm pretty ecstatic about that.
Awesome.
We are pretty fucking awesome. yeah.
I mean, you got a guy like me.
Yeah, well, you got Pretty Boy Chris. I mean, you can't beat Pretty Boy Chris.
You can't beat
this. Actually, all you guys are great, to be honest with you. But we have some things to go over, like the Steam Deck. Ben's got something to talk about the new Dragon Ball movie that came out.
Yep, just saw that last night.
Yep, I actually saw your Snapchat. That was awesome. Do you have a whole theater to yourself?
Mostly. We'll get into that.
Okay, all right, perfect.
All right, Connor.
Yes, sir.
Take it away with the Witch's Betters.
Okay, I guess I'll stop doing everything I was doing and do this.
Oh, get to work.
Come on.
Sorry.
Come on. I got things to do.
Don't lie. We ain't got shit to do. That's why we're doing this.
I know, right? I got places to do and people to see.
Hold on.
I usually go the other way. I got places to see and people to do.
There you go.
Hold on. Give him a round of applause there.
It hurts. It hurts really bad.
So which is better, Sacred 3 or Cult of the Lamb?
Ooh.
I'm going to start off and say Sacred 3.
Okay.
My reasoning is if they've got to three titles,
there's like, it's got to be somewhat good.
Some of them decent. At least have to be decent.
Hold on. Give me 1 second here.
Oh. Hands off the Steam Deck.
Oh, hold on. Let me just...
I did not... By the way, just a little offhand, didn't realize how much porn games were on that.
Bro.
It's just Steam in general. You never knew this?
No, I did not know that.
We look at iPhone all the time. Haven't you seen the memes about like you just sitting there playing your game and then all of a sudden Steam just comes up, pops up, it's like, your friend's playing a porn game!
No. Actually, I got rid of iFunny. Not gonna lie, I have some reasons.
Not
but,
gonna lie, yeah. One of the, I think it was one of the weeks Connor was out, and I was doing like which embedded was better and some new releases. Mm-hmm. One of the new releases like had all these great reviews, and then I got deep into the reviews, and I was like, Oh no, this is basically just like
straight up porn.
Yeah, no, basically. not really porn, but it was like is a fantasy RPG that was just heavily like it's also just a lesbian dating sim, which was not listed anywhere until you got like
You don't know it until it's way too far into it. So it was Sacred 3 and
or Cult of the Lamb.
Cult of the Lamb. Oh, I want to hop on the bandwagon with Ben.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. Yeah, okay. Sacred 3.
You know what? I'm jumping the bandwagon. Sacred 3.
Wow. Wow.
I know. Everyone's on the Sacred 3 bandwagon. I guess we start with that one since that's what everyone's on. So Sacred 3 is an arcade hack and slash game for up to four players. Choose a hero and fight cooperatively against the rise of evil. Victory is ours. Glory is mine. Sorry, I liked that last line. Anyway. Then we have Cult of the Lamb. So start your own cult in the land of false prophets, venturing out into diverse and mysterious regions to build a loyal community of woodland followers and spread your word to become the one true cult.
I'm staying with that. Like, Cult of the Lamb.
That sounds fun, though, too.
It does sound fun, but it also sounds really easy to fuck up and be like, oh, various means, like, one of three choices, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
And the arcade hack and slash, like, even if it's not great, it's tried and true. Whether that is your
gauntlet,
forgot the gauntlet,
your Streets of Rage, your the myriad of Ninja Turtle ones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a stay.
I don't know. I'm gonna switch. I'm gonna switch. It sounds too fun to me.
You said cults.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. So.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay. I'd rather play the
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, Cult of the Lamb is the good game.
Wow. Sacred Beast of Bad. Oh my God.
What were their ratings?
Let me switch back over here. So Sacred 3 got mostly negative ratings. This game came out in 2014. It's $15. Let me see for customer review. No RPG elements, no loot, no customization, bland and repetitive combat, annoying dialogues, bad humor, no longevity. In addition to, it has nothing to do with Sacred, apparently.
Wow. So they just like slapped on a title and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently.
That's bad.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fun. It looks like a normal hack slash RPG, you know?
Yeah. And like even like RPG, like... You could even take out RPG elements and just have it just a hack and slash arcade game. Like that's
yeah.
If you left it at that, then fine.
Yeah, but then when you promised the RPG, people got mad.
Yeah.
Connor's winning currently.
Yep.
Yes, victory is mine. Cult of the Lamb got very positive reviews. This is actually a fairly new game. It's only 10 days old. All
right. How
much?
So this game is $25.
Is it playable on the Steam Deck?
Probably. It looks like Don't Starve kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this will definitely probably be able to play on the Switch or Steam Deck.
There we go.
Are there some games that are not playable on the Steam Deck?
There's not playable, and then there's not super great play.
So...
Every system is not super great. And that's not even because, because it wasn't intended. They were just not super great games.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah. Master Duel's one of those games, though, but at the same time, it's completely playable.
At least when I looked on it had like your first category, which was playable games, and like it knew they were tested, they were fine. And then like the next category over was like unsupported, or I forget the actual term. It said it would work fine. But there's going to be like some slight differences. Like Deep Rock Galactic, when I tried it on there, it
Shit. Sorry.
Yep. No, this is what happens. See,
this when is what happens.
Messing with shit. Andy.
Yep. Damn.
Give me one.
When you, the other category was like, yes, it would work, but like some slight difference. So Deep Rock Galactic had just said that like some of the text might be hard to read, but everything else was playable. Oh. And I played it and it was fine.
Yeah.
It ran fine. It was nice and smooth, clean.
It says verified and playable.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a two? Okay.
But there's some seriously big titles like Spider-Man Remastered.
Oh, really?
We'll get into this.
Come on, this is the Which Is Better's right.
Yeah. We're getting sidetracked. Too early. Squirrel. Too early.
Stupid questions.
Stupid.
It does look like it would be a fun game, though, The Cult of the Lamb. At least from the little things. It looks like it would actually be a good time. Anyway, for the other ones, we have Which Is Better, Across the Obelisk or 9 to 5.
Oh, Across the Obelisk.
All
right. Across the Obelisk.
So I'm going to go opposite of them by picking the one that I think is probably the worst. Because that tends to be how it ends.
Yes.
The ones that I think are good are actually better. So I'm going to go with 9 to 5.
Oh,
all right. Go against your intuition.
God.
I'll go with, I'll start with Across the Obelisk. So Across the Obelisk is a co-op RPG deck-building roguelite. Play solo or with your friends, choose your heroes, unlock items and cards, craft your deck, and face powerful enemies in deep tactical combat. Would you dare to go across the obelisk?
That sounds right up Ben's alley, though.
It does.
It does.
Let's hear 9 to 5 first.
Yeah.
Let's hear 9 to 5.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So 9 to 5 is a team-based multiplayer FPS where you outsmart the competition. Unlock cooperative gear, customize your weapons, and team up with your colleagues to complete shifts and advance to your career.
Oh my god.
So again, we got Across the Obelisk or 9 to 5. Which is better?
I'm sticking
with your guns. I don't even know. I got these on one sheet. I don't have the ratings until I flip the other one. So I don't even know.
No, I'm going to stay.
You're going to stay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll flop the 9 to 5.
Whoa! So I'm
not a huge card. So,
you're sticking with Obelisk.
Obelisk won?
It's definitely gonna switch. I was like, yeah. If I switch, I'm gonna be wrong.
It sounded so good.
It didn't sound good to me.
It sounded good, but I was like,
dude, picking a sure bag. Oh no, you don't. No, you don't.
No, because I lost both.
No, he lost both.
Yeah, you both
lost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Die rolls.
Actually,
die rolls.
The one in there.
Give me that. The only one you can't have is mine, obviously.
What, do you want him to taint it?
Yeah, that's why I'm the only one that touches the damn thing. Hey, it's
me to touch it. I was touching the dice. You're like, whoa, and it's not that one, okay?
I mean, it hasn't helped you when you roll for your backstory.
Oh! I will say, it does give an extra bit of flavor. Pick your D20,
what,
sir.
Ever learning about your backstory?
Oh. Yeah, right? You just play through and you start learning things.
But you don't know.
Pick your D20.
I think, yeah.
All right.
Oh. All right. I saw what Ben got. What'd you get, Chris?
Number
6, it looks like.
I got a 12.
He's got a 12. So, Chris.
You get to wear the
bag.
As usual.
As usual, it's been a while since we've had the bag.
Yeah, you haven't had the bag in a while, sir.
That's true.
It was your time.
Yeah.
It was your time.
It had
to
come
shine.
Back.
So hide that pretty face in that bag.
Hold on. This is why we need our video podcast, which, little segue, we will be getting a studio very soon. I am so excited. We can have camera set up. We can have the whole 9 yards. We even got a drop ceiling, so the soundproofing is almost there.
Yes.
Beautiful. We're going to replace it. But yeah. Oh, yeah. It's in the basement, but it's cooler in the summer, and it'll be fine in the winter.
Nice and warm in the winter.
Solid.
Yeah. I love the basement.
I love it. It's going to be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you went and saw the new Dragon Ball GT?
Nope.
Super movie.
Dang.
GT is right. Wow.
There's a lot of opinions on GT, but we're not going to go there.
No. Super movie.
Yes. So this is the latest of the Dragon Ball Super movies. Dragon Ball Super Super Hero, which came out earlier this summer in Japan. The dub release and the American release was this week, Thursday. I went to see it last night. I snapped you and Sarah, and it looked like I was mostly the only person in the theater,
which right.
was surprising to me, because I bought my ticket Friday while I was at work, because I wasn't 100% sure when I'd be able to go.
Right.
And there were so many less people there than I expected. Like, you know how IMAX has their split seating? You're real up close, and then there's like an aisle gap, and then there's the traditional,
theater style seating. Weird stadium seating.
Yeah, so I had like right up by the bar, so on the front in that stadium seating, the first level up, and I had two people next to me, and that was everyone in the row, and there were maybe 25 people in the back, but it was super empty. Like,
wow.
So last year, about this time, they had a My Hero Academia movie that came out.
Yeah.
The theater was packed to the max when I saw that. And then just before the pandemic hit was Dragon Ball Super's movie Broly.
And yes.
The theater was packed for that. This was so empty. It was so weird for that.
That's weird.
I don't even know why. Like, maybe it was just less hyped. I definitely saw more ads for the Dragon Ball Fortnite skins than I did for this movie, which
is disappointing. That might be why it lost traction. Sorry.
Your mic is spun.
Well, all right.
So, yeah, it was definitely weird on that aspect, but it was really fun. I thought it's probably the most fun of the recent set of movies we've had since the first one, Battle of Gods, in 2014, I want to say. This was definitely the most fun, for sure. This is also the first one where they did a new art style. It was all CG art, as opposed to hand-drawn. And they had been experimenting with that the last movie, that there was a mix of both. But this was the first one totally CG. I actually really liked it.
Yeah, would you say you preferred it?
No. I wouldn't say I preferred it, but it was really nice. It was really smooth. It definitely was less jarring having the whole thing there versus when you could tell when they went back and forth. It was very clean. It looked great. The colors were great. The animation style was on par. There was some stuff that's been smoothed out as they've gone more digital with the practice. But I don't think that's a bad thing. The music was great. The story was interesting. I don't want to get into spoilers unless y'all want me to get into spoilers.
Do you guys?
I don't mind.
That's fine. Hold on. Time out. If you don't want to listen to spoilers, skip until we'll give it about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
5 minutes.
This is your spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. I know I don't do this often, but spoiler alert.
Yeah,
this is
a new movie. And then it's after we say spoiler alert.
can we get a soundboard that has like the spoiler alert?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Going forward.
Spoiler.
I actually have a soundboard. I just never got it on that computer to actually
I know.
Oh, shit.
Just saying, going forward.
Yeah, you can do a digital one. You don't have to actually have the
We board. Can finally do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or we can get an actual board one and have it actually stay set up. And
I'm so excited.
Anyways.
So this movie picks up after the previous movie, Broly, and the previous ending of the most recent arc of Dragon Ball Super, which ended in 2018. So Goku and Vegeta are off-planet training, so that leaves Gohan, Piccolo, the rest of the Z Fighters on Earth. The Red Ribbon Army has been working in secret for a number of years.
Go figure.
And a new set of androids have come to life. At the behest of the son of the original
general of the Red Ribbon Army, and the grandson of Dr. Giroux, who created Android 17, 18, and Cell.
Yes.
So we've got some nice continuity. It picks up with the beginning, gives you a nice overview of Goku's fights with Red Ribbon from the original Dragon Ball. Beautiful art, narrations on point. We go to present day, and it's a really nice focus on Piccolo and Gohan, which we've not had in the series for a long time. We're seeing Gohan now as an adult. He's married. He has his daughter, Pan, and Piccolo is training Pan, and you can just see the difference in how much nicer he is to Pan than when he was training Gohan in the wilderness in the original Z. There's a lot of great callbacks visually and thematically to other things. There's some references subtly and maybe not so subtly to other Dragon Ball movies. The Bio Broly movie, which is arguably the worst of the Dragon Ball movies. Wrath of the Dragon, which was probably one of the better Dragon Ball movies, and a number of scenes that reference back to classic fights in the Dragon Ball Z saga, whether that we got some nice things playing to the battle with Raditz and Nappa and the original Cell battle. It's fantastic.
Beautiful.
So, nice story. You've got new androids that think that they're going to be heroes but are acting as the villains. Mm-hmm. You get brand new forms for Gohan and Piccolo. Piccolo gets... Honestly, I wasn't a fan of Piccolo's power-up. He's a little bit more bulky. He's orange. It's a little weird.
Like he got a Super Saiyan form almost?
Basically.
That's insane.
Gohan gets a new form, which I believe is being called... it's been called to different things. I think it's called Saiyan Beast. It's also in the Japanese referenced as being called Final Gohan. And he's got super, like... Platinum silver hair, and it's my favorite thing about it is that it calls back stylistically to, I think some of y'all may have seen early 2000s, late 90s, there was a hoax that went around about a thing called Dragon Ball AF, and it showed Goku with like silver hair.
I vaguely remember.
So it's the form looks like that, and the fun story of that is the guy Toyo Taro, who was working alongside Toriyama for the Super series, got his start before he was hired by Shueisha by writing fan manga of Dragon Ball AF.
Oh, no shit.
And then he got hired because he was so good at copying Toriyama's style. And now in this new movie, we've got this new form that kind of calls back to that hoax fan art that other people did, which is kind of a nice... full circle of a super fan becoming a actual creator and then getting something that, you know, 30 years ago was fake.
Yeah.
In a new form is now real.
So one of my favorite things about that is like Gohan was supposed to, obviously in the Cell series, supposed to take over Goku's spot. Being the Saiyan lead, because he was the only one that could actually complete a full quote-unquote Super Saiyan Advanced or two, because if you remember watching that series, Trunks and Vegeta try to do it and it's an incomplete, they become bulky and slow. And that's kind of a cool shout out in my mind that Gohan has picked a different form instead of like a god form.
Yes, and that was, if any of you have watched or any of your listeners watched the Super series, part of Gohan's story in the last arc is he doesn't want to go the god route. He doesn't want to pursue power under the god, under his powers of a Saiyan. He wants to do something that's exclusive to him and his humanity. And that is what this new form does. It's part of that human side where his powers have always been based on his emotion. And it goes into that and unleashing that inner rage and that kind of that human emotion side that the Saiyans don't access in the same way. And I think that's nice that it gives him something unique. It doesn't quite go into the details of how it works. It's kind of the last thing. We also get another new villain. They do a thing called Cell Max. So we get a new version of Cell. Mixed feelings on how that was done. It was cool. You got some really cool kaiju battle moments. We've this Cell Max creature, and for the first time since we saw it in the original Dragon Ball, we get Giant Piccolo. If any of you remember Giant Piccolo in the fight with Goku, the first time we see Goku as an adult at the World Martial Arts Tournament.
So we finally get
that for the first time. So we see some techniques from Piccolo that we haven't seen. And this is the last thing I'll say, spoiler-wise. And this will ruin the ending. So truly, if you've been listening now and you've been okay with some spoilers, turn off now if you don't want to hear the ending.
This is the truest true spoiler.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Cool. If you're not out now, you're hearing it. typically, last thing that you see for a final villain is a Kamehameha. It's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Piccolo is holding back Cell Max, almost similar to how Goku held back Raditz the first arc. And he said, do whatever you have to do. I'm going to hold them down. You destroy them. Gohan unleashes this new form. And what does he do? Because while he's been slacking off in his training and most times, he's been preparing one thing in secret. And he finishes off Cell Max with Piccolo's special beam cannon.
No fucking
in
way.
New form.
Yo!
What?
Cool. Yo! Oh, shit!
Sweet. Yes.
Oh, that is dope as hell. Oh, I love it. It almost brings tears to my eyes.
It's beautiful. It's a great film. I won't say it's the best of the Dragon Ball Super movies. I definitely think...
Oh, wait. We're good on spoilers.
Yes,
right?
Good on spoilers.
Okay, we're done with the spoilers. Yes. Okay.
I think Broly was maybe my favorite in terms of the action and stuff, but this is probably the most fun.
Like fun?
And maybe of all the Dragon... This might be controversial. Maybe of all the Dragon Ball movies, the most fun one to watch.
Wow. All right.
There's a good amount of humor, which... If you know Toriyama, there's going to be a lot of humor.
Good humor, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a weird, odd fan service moment with Bulma. I don't know why we needed that, but if you want a good shot of Bulma's butt, watch this movie for that. I don't care.
She's a little old now.
So I guess this is kind of one more, I guess, kind of spoiler, but like for the lulz, and definitely something that people would have speculated is that Bulma has been using the Dragon Balls to just keep herself looking young and fit now that she's able to have access to them basically whenever she wants to find them, which is great because even though she's the richest person in the world,
can't beat
aging, and magic is apparently is going to be more long lasting than plastic surgery.
yep,
which I think is hilarious, but it's great.
I was going to say...
All I can see is, like, the dragon coming out. I forget his name.
Shenron.
Yep. And being like, oh, you again. Okay.
I know your wish. Exactly.
So, but he got 3 wishes after Dende... Dende became a guardian.
It's a really fun film. I would definitely recommend it.
Good.
Even if you're not... Even if you've not followed Super, and maybe you've only watched Z and it's been a long time, it's still a fun enough movie. You're like, oh, okay, Gohan's grown up. He's an adult. He's gotten to do the nerdy thing, which is fine because that's what Chi-Chi always wanted for him.
Right.
And, like, you don't get Goku and Vegeta just doing all the things, which is, you know, which is part of the love of Dragon Ball, but, like, you know, Gohan and Piccolo... It's great. It's so much fun.
I have to say that sounds like more of a movie for me because I lost the love for Goku and Vegeta, especially during the Boo series. I lost a little bit of the love.
Yeah, Boo saga was a little rough. But Super, on the whole, makes it some things a little better, some things not. But this movie is pure fun. You could jump into it without having followed it. Like, there's a little bit of stuff that you won't be lost on it. Because they like, oh yeah, this happened. And you don't really need the backstory of what happened. Just all right, clearly some stuff has went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
How about. Yeah, and it doesn't. Cell Max, sorry. Cell Max doesn't seem like it's that end all be all really bad guy where the universe is going to explode and everybody's fucked. But it seems like Piccolo and.
Yeah, the stakes are high, but it's not like. It's not like some of the other times where it's like the stakes are super high, so you know. Like, oh, it's going to turn out okay because the stakes are so wild. It's like, okay, the stakes are a medium level, so there is a chance of some sort of failure or loss thing, but also it's a movie, so you know it can't be a permanent thing because they're not. Right. But they are, but they're in this weird quasi state of canon.
Yeah, you know? It's not like I said, the Boo series, where he's eating everybody on the fucking earth.
Yeah.
And it's literally Goku and Vegeta trying to fix the
whole problem. Yeah.
This is fun. Also, last thing I'll say on it, because I know we want to talk about Steam Deck and other stuff and get to break, but like, without a doubt, if you didn't believe it before this movie, Piccolo is the best father in this series.
Oh, no doubt. Okay.
Yeah.
Piccolo is best dad.
Yeah, Goku does not take best dad award.
Clearly neither does Vegeta. Well, yeah. Piccolo, best dad ever.
One of my favorite scenes was like in... it was just... Yeah, it was just going into the Boo series. Was Vegeta's training in the, you know, gravity. Yeah, well,
With Trunks.
Mm, and then Trunks goes, you know, oh, it's so heavy and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, get used to it. He's like, well, you know, I could do this. And he goes Super Saiyan. And he's like, what the fuck? You know, it took me years and years and years and most of my lifetime to master this. And now it's reduced to, a child's play thing.
Yeah.
Also, if you remember during that, they semi-spar there, and he's like, oh, if I can, you know, if you can land a hit on me, like, we have to, like, go to the park or something for a day.
Mm.
Like, one of the first episodes of Super picks up on him fulfilling that promise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So great.
Takes him to the park.
Yeah.
Trunks is fucking badass.
Also, this is the first time we see Trunks and Goten, like, teenager.
Oh, like, shit!
Through all of Super, they're still, like, oddly kids, even though they should be, like, 11.
11.
But, like, super short. With the first time, with the exception of in GT, that we're seeing them, like, yeah, teenagers.
Growing up.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah. That's cool. All right. Well, we're a little over, but, you know, that's not a big deal. So, yeah, on to our break. If I can find the stop button.
It's right there.
And the Steam Deck, boys and girls, without further fucking ado.
Yeah, but we've been waiting on this.
Yeah.
We have.
Oh, I, you know, personally.
He picks it up and holds it in his hand.
It's.
Connor, did you bring yours?
I didn't bring mine.
Dang.
One of my new favorite things, you can ask my wife when she comes back at some point tonight. I have. Every time I get home now, I am picking this thing up. I've beaten Portal and Portal 2 within 2 weeks. I just nonstop gaming. I talked to Ben. I have Master Duel on here.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other games on here that are not like super crazy, but... Dude, like, here, Chris, put that in your hands and just feel how ergonomic that thing is. What do you think?
That's crazy. You pretty much can use, like, all your fingers to
do
anything.
Yeah.
Most you're using them in the top portion, your thumbs, but you can use, like, your other fingers for your
and it's
the
little pads all, in the back here. Like, and, if going from that right joystick to the buttons right there, there's no...
No, yeah.
There's like on a PlayStation controller. Give me one sec.
Yeah, it's a different, it's a completely across, different placement. Yeah,
it feels almost like a natural type motion with that. You can.
So.
Yeah, because like with the PlayStation
controller. Now hold on to that.
I kind of wish I had brought my Switch for comparison.
I can run home and grab both.
Right.
I'll grab my Switch and I'll grab the
See, like, Steam Deck. That feels more natural. This feels
your,
like...
Your hand almost feels a little cramped on the PlayStation controller. I mean, here, Ben.
Especially if you've been handling that where you're a little bit more spaced apart.
Yeah, this definitely... I do like this placement a lot better than compared to the Switch.
Switch.
This is great. Also, I do like the wider design, and I know it does have a bigger screen than the original Switch. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's bigger than the new Switch that they put out.
I would not have any idea.
I don't know. Well, but, my Switch, that thing eats it. Like, the controllers, like, the actual grips on the ends barely wrap around the edges of
the layout feels great. It Switch. Also reminds me kindly of a slightly bigger version of the old Sega Game Gear. If any of y'all remember that.
Yes.
I know, I think I've got a couple years on y'all boys, but...
not this boy.
Yeah. Not this boy.
Not this one either. He just never probably seen one. They were rare as hell.
They're rare.
It's very similar, except not as thick, but that's because it doesn't need 6 AA batteries. Frankly, I don't think 6 AA batteries would last more than a couple minutes in something like this. Right. But I also like that it's got the touch pads, which are kind of nice.
Oh, yeah. And
I actually use them. It's actually really nice.
Yeah, especially for the keyboards.
Yeah. And the grips are much better than the Switch, for sure.
That's the one thing.
You almost need, for the Switch, you need to buy like one of the extra proprietary ones that are thicker, I find. And this is very natural for your hand.
Yeah. It just seems like a natural placement that you would put your hand into.
So it looks like
the new OLED model.
Yeah. The OLED models are, it's a 7-inch OLED screen, which it looks like you can still use your everything you have for your regular Switch. So your Joy-Cons, your docking station. Mm-hmm. But it looks like they're also upping the internal storage to 46 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, realistically, compared to that, that ain't shit. That has 512 gigabytes of storage on it.
What's the screen size on this?
I am not sure offhand.
Try and remember now.
We discussed this. But that's roughly in the same ballpark.
Yeah, roughly the same ballpark. It definitely has a little bit more heft to it, which I would expect, because it definitely has way more computing power and storage. But it's not heavy. Like, this feels...
It's feels light. Good. It feels
like comfortable.
About 2 pounds, about a poundish.
Yeah.
But you throw that in the case. I mean, just the case alone here. Feel that. It's almost the same weight.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah. But you put them together, and it's actually a little bit heavier than you would expect. The
screen size is also 7 inches.
Okay. All right. It's almost a direct competition in that case. But I can tell you, this does not have the OLED screen.
But the graphics look phenomenal. I saw you playing Portal before we were on
beautiful
stream.
Oh,
beautiful.
Smooth.
Like. Yeah.
And even compared to... I have the original Switch, and when you brought up Master Duel, it's nice... clean, crisp, a little bit brighter than the Switch screen.
Oh, and this thing
looks great.
This thing will run like a PC. Sorry if you hear some background noise coming from this thing.
I mean, you just turn down the volume.
Yeah, I'm going to turn down the volume right now. But we could get into the settings right now. And I mean... if you go under like their battery thing, hold on.
Yeah, you've got a nice amount of like PC level of customization.
Oh yeah, it could show you like each individual like straight up, how hot it's running, the CPU's running. It shows you how much your RAM's. Fluctuating, you know, all the information you would get off of a PC while you're gaming.
Yeah.
You can have that up on the side, but I have some issues with it, but nothing like
completely game breaking.
Yeah. And you both bought the middle of the road model. Like there were three tiers of this.
This is the top tier. And dude, I could sit underneath that light and not have a glare whatsoever. That etched screen.
So were there three versions or two?
There was three.
Three. All right, and you both got the top tier, which ran you how much?
Seven.
Seven? All right, that's not bad.
Yeah, it was $650 before taxes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Shipping.
$650.
But, dude, I'm complete fan. If being biased because, well, I don't have a Switch. Also, this is touch screen on top of all of that.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, Switch, kind of. I don't think it is touchscreen. Or maybe there were some things that... Maybe it was the... It might be, but I think it's like you can't use it all the time. Like, most games don't support it.
Some of the games don't support...
You have that feature, you can't use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like some how of I the felt game. About...
I noticed you had your Steam Deck.
What?
I just had a little message come up saying your Steam Deck is no longer available.
That's cool.
Oh, shit.
And you put it away,
put it away.
But this you can use probably the touchscreen almost 90% of the time. I mean, it's a little bit harder when you're trying to play a game because
I usually use the controllers.
Yeah,
but it's nice for that option if you want.
Yeah, or if something that has something as a typing option with that on screen is much easier to.
But I can even tell you, that's great and all, but like those touchpads, It'll only let you go a little bit over halfway on your keyboard with the touchpads. So realistically, you got both of your
everything.
Yeah, with both touchpads, and it's far beyond what I was expecting.
So and that's nice. So your top line one was $700 after tax, $650. That's a nice mid range for gaming because there's going to be people who are looking at the Switch, which is $200. Or that you got people looking at a gaming PC, which will run you easily twice that.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
So this is a nice, you want something solid, but maybe you don't want to go the full PC route. Mm-hmm. And maybe you want, but you want more PC games than what you'll find on the Switch.
Yes.
Yeah. That this is a good, your, that's your market.
But even then, I have whole access to the internet. So that means... it is a Linux-based platform.
Okay. Yep. Does it have a browser?
Or yes.
You can put a browser on
it. You can put a browser on it. It suggests Google Chrome. Go figure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with it at all.
I mean, because at that point, I'm going to be able to access anything that I've got saved because your Google Chrome goes across all your platforms. So exactly. I'm not mad about that.
I prefer that over if it like gave me Microsoft Edge or something, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you download this. I'm like, no.
We're going to go to Google. Yes, I'll use it.
Yeah.
And then get Google.
Yeah.
That's exactly what everyone else uses Microsoft Edge for.
Yeah.
Download Google Chrome.
It's slightly better than Explorer, but not much.
No. So with the Linux platform, you can download your emulators.
Like, technically, if you wanted, you could make that a Switch now.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So
you get
two systems in one, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's obviously PlayStation emulators and stuff like that, and it'll...
Yeah, all the Pokemon games, you can emulate all those on there.
Everything.
Yeah. Dang.
I mean, but then also, if you're just going to do that at that price, you could just buy a Switch for you and two friends.
True.
Well, sure. Yeah.
You get to play
games. Ain't nobody have three good friends like that, though.
Nah. But realistically, the computing power, it's definitely made for the PC, the PC gaming world. Mm-hmm. Steam has come out and said, we don't suggest you do certain things to this thing, but we are not, you know, to cover their own ass,
you know?
Yeah. But it's also suggested that you don't do it, but there's certain things in the warranty that says, yes, you can do most of these things.
Without voiding your warranty. All right. See, that's all.
That's good.
Mad respect for that.
There's even companies out there now that are coming up with
bigger storage already. I watched on Linus Tech Tips. They were testing a new storage unit for the Switch that wouldn't void the warranty. It's 2 terabytes.
Nice.
Wow. Nice. So we're already looking at companies coming out looking to upgrade these things. Cons I have with it, the heat output. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's gonna get hot.
It stays cool in your hand. Don't get me wrong. If anybody's standing in front of you, you have now a furnace, essentially.
So in the winter, it's great.
Pointing. Oh, yeah.
It's great. Yeah, it's a portable heater. It's a portable heater at that point. That's great.
The next thing I have a problem with is the fact that not every game can be played on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little difficult. Not every game that Steam has on their store can be played. Another thing I have a problem with is they do not have a docking station purely from Valve yet. However, they are working on it. I don't know how that's going to work out. But if you do want to get something, there's a lot of USB-C docking stations for like your PCs that you can get.
So would that be just purely for charging? Or would you be able to
dock? It's like the Switch where you put it in and then you can put it around onto a screen and be able to play.
But also you can add storage and so on and so forth. So I mean it's up there. And
so how would that?
That's it's got USB slots to add.
Add but you wouldn't be docking it because you'd still be using it as a controller, right?
No, nope, you can use it as a fucking PC.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You can do it like that, or all those USBs, you could stick something like this into the back of it. Like and
keyboard, yeah.
Use it as a PC. Yeah.
That's solid.
It's also Bluetooth compatible to begin with, so you can...
Oh, yeah. I already got my Bose headset.
Speaking of which, yeah.
Headset fuck.
And Bluetooth. Does this have an actual speaker jack, or is it Bluetooth only?
It has both.
It does have the jack. Yep. All right.
It does? Okay.
Yes.
That's one of my complaints about some of the new tech, is that it doesn't have that, and that you've got to run off Bluetooth. And the sound quality in Bluetooth, it's not there yet.
Oh, no. This?
Getting there, but...
It is. It's almost there. There's your headphone jack.
Perfect. Because I know I've had other things where I've got Bluetooth headphones, or I send Bluetooth to my car on Spotify or something, and it's not as good as if I were to just plug it in either from the jack or from the USB directly.
This Bluetooth is obviously powerful enough to... Well, my PC just picked it up.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was connected. So that's a little creepy on my part.
Well, that could be your Steam account, too.
Yeah, it could.
Steam account.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you weren't logged in on there or on there, it wouldn't pull it up. It wouldn't know.
Yeah. But they're all in all really fucking happy with it. I don't know anything compared to the Nintendo Switch. It dollars for donuts. What would you go with? Hands down.
For me, just because it with what I do in my life, it's going to be the Steam Deck 100%. But if you're a hardcore Nintendo fan, and you want to play those games without technically stealing. Not doing it.
Let's just be honest.
Obviously, you're going to have to get a Switch. That's the only way to be able to play them and be able to do that stuff. And it supports Nintendo, all that kind of stuff.
Right. Which I have no problem with that because I love Nintendo off the bat. But
I have many, many memories playing. It's literally always been Nintendo games is most of my memories. The only other ones is COD with my dad, but otherwise, any family games, Mario Party, Mario Kart, Diddy Kong Racing. All those things, that's my memories of my past with my family.
Oh, absolutely.
So, next comparison. Dollars, if it was, do I get a Steam Deck, or do I upgrade to a gaming PC?
I think this if works it's
like
better.
I have my normal computer, say it's Joe Schmo, I got my normal computer. Facebook, email. Maybe I play League with my friends, but I don't stream or do anything like just like the base level. But I can play some games. Would you be like, oh, if you go playing, get a gaming PC, or hey, you want to play some games, but your system doesn't fully support it, just get a Steam Deck instead.
That was going to be my question: is are we going from console gaming to PC gaming?
No, like I'm a casual, casual listener. PC player. Listener Joe is a casual PC gamer, but would like to get into something, get more games, but maybe their current PC can't support it. Do they upgrade their PC or just buy a Steam Deck?
My two suggestions is there's the lower option, which, okay, for beginners, just flat out, I would say if it's close to this in any sort of capacity, I'd go with the lower end Steam Deck flat out.
Which is?
It's $400.
$400? All right. But even at the upper end, like $700 versus like a, another, you might spend,
like you said,
you might
another
spend 1200,
12, 13, 1400
for a brand new
because game. Yeah. The just an external hard drive on top of that, if you have to download games off of here, fine, not a big deal. Now you have an external hard drive that now you can either play it on here or your PC. And you don't have much of an issue. There's the one other gripe I really have, though, I have to add on, is there's no cooling fan. There's no intake.
Mm. Yeah.
I wish that was there. It's only an external, like a out.
Isn't the bottom one that's by your right palm?
It's not in. It's just a pass through.
Oh, 'cause I thought the top was out. And then the intake was the middle.
I put my hand on it. There's nothing. But no, yeah. If
so you would say, even still, Steam Deck.
Yeah. If you got a laptop and a Steam Deck,
like, say it's
you're
like, you know, I bought my laptop in college. I haven't bought a new computer since because I'm out of college. And I'm not using it. Do I buy a gaming PC? Do I get a Steam Deck? Go with Steam Deck.
Go with Steam Deck. And anyways, like. If you're like, oh, I want to start streaming, he was saying it, that this would be a great platform to start playing your game and say, like, you got your laptop right here.
Yeah.
You're running all the information that isn't being used to play the game on your...
And that has a USB-C on it.
Yes.
Will it do a USB-C out, like if you wanted to mirror it?
Believe so, right? Yeah.
Might need the dock for that.
Dock helps.
You might be able to do that.
But dock.
Like connecting external display to like have an extra. I think you might have to. You definitely use the dock for that. But
Or maybe, you know, finagle some stuff in your your OS.
If you're going the cheap route,
able to go out in order for the dock to even work. Yeah.
The cheap route, though, I mean, with the docks, they're $25, but I mean, you're not gonna get, you know, 4K HD, you know,
out of this little guy.
No, but if you wanted to do something similar to the Switch and just be like, oh, well, I don't have a laptop, but if I can buy a dock with a USB and put it on my smart TV,
this is a way for you to have that.
And if you got a smart TV at that point, I mean, it probably has capability of just connected direct to your
Bluetooth,
Bluetooth
for something, yeah.
And now it's a controller, and your TV is now your screen. I haven't looked into it, but I'm betting that's out there.
There's probably a way to mess with that.
So, what was the one thing you were mentioning? Console switching over.
If I was gonna say. This would be the easiest way to go to PC gaming.
To like step into it.
To step into it.
You still are using a controller.
Using a controller, but all those games are still there for PC.
Especially when it works better with all those games that are more for consoles.
Right.
More or less how it's set up
already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a good, maybe a supplement, like you were saying.
Yeah,
like if I've got a PC, even a gaming PC, and I'm like, you know what, I want to take something on the road, or, you know, I want to play with this
or
a little bit.
For people that can't afford, like you were kind of saying.
Yeah,
you
like,
know,
let's say, you know, you're out of college.
Right.
Maybe you haven't bought a laptop in five, six years because you haven't needed one because you're not doing that.
Right.
You want to spend $1,300-$1,400.
Right.
You can spend $400 or $500.
Yeah.
Yeah, $400 or $500. And if you're like, I don't want to buy a PC that would be running, you know, this amazing, you know, because top of the line, we're talking flat out, you're getting $2,000.
Yeah.
Out of a PC immediately.
Immediately, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this I spent $1,600 on mine.
Yeah. This is $700 for the high end, and I mean, realistically, what do you think? I mean, not many straight out of the box PCs for $700 will do this.
No.
No.
Not one bit.
I don't think we could probably walk to Staples on like a day off and look at what's in that $700 range and be like, could it actually play any of these games decently?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Okay.
You're looking like a high-end Chromebook.
This is, yeah.
Well, basically.
Like $700, and you're like, oh, this
if we're talking laptops, no, yeah, $700, yeah, you're not getting some, you're getting a Chromebook.
Thank you. Hey, I even have it in my backpack.
Episode zero was done off a Chromebook, so, you know.
A low-range Toshiba, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so, okay, laptops are out the window. So let's go desktop. Okay, first of all, out of the box, this is ready to go. So now you actually have to take off a price for your monitor, your mouse, your keyboard,
peripherals,
every peripheral you think you're going to need, which you're going to end up going back to the store for something. It's like buying a fucking house.
Forgot this.
Yep.
Yeah, you forgot this, that, and next thing. Oh, yeah, by the way, you might want an Ethernet cable. So, okay, so let's take it. You're not getting into the gaming world at $500.
Nope.
Period.
Period, no.
Anymore.
Linus has made a console killer PC that he scrapped together for like $400 or $500 to make, but it's not.
But $400, I can
just say,
get
like
my...
he was trying to just make it close to what consoles are right now. Because a big thing why people don't want to move to the PC world, they're like, it's so expensive, blah, blah, blah. And he was trying to say, like, hey, it is doable. Is this going to be the best of the best? Is this going to stream your AAA games at 1080p?
No,
fuck no. I mean, you're scrounging, you know, you're like, this is bare minimum, but it's playable.
But it's possible.
Doable. It's possible.
Yeah.
That's what it's
right.
It's only going to get cheaper and cheaper as we keep going here.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, and realistically, what I was talking to you about upgrading this to the Ryzen 9, CPU, dude, the prices went from like $700 to $300.
Yeah.
Oh, easily.
Newer models came out and it just starts tanking down the prices.
Yeah. And realistically, those are the days, by the way, if you're looking into buying PC, those are the days when they're coming out with new shit, you get the old shit.
Yep.
Like just
I don't
last year.
Top of the line. I always go a few steps below that. I just don't want to pay that.
No.
It's that inflated price.
Yep. But I don't know how they did it. There's a handheld gaming PC in my hands for $700.
Yup.
That's good.
I'd rather play this every day of the week now. It's hands down my favorite thing I have picked up.
Yeah, I'm looking at my Yu-Gi-Oh decks and thinking, I probably should have just bought a Steam Deck
instead of buying all these cards.
However, I will say this: the wait was really long. We waited a year and
years to change. Launched and then
I mean
third quarter.
You on that Tesla wait list?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I mean, Linus, obviously, he's got a big YouTube channel. He got his like 6 months, 7 months, maybe even a whole fucking year before we even knew about it, basically. But we jumped on as quickly as possible, and we paid out of pocket for these things. Well invested. I.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, let me know. Keep up on that Master Duel. I'll give you some tips on that.
Yeah.
And I know you said you got for free Knights of Old Republic.
Yes.
Let me know how you like that. That's one of my favorite games of all time.
Yes.
I got to play that one.
I've been slowly. I really want to. Yeah, there's.
I think they're supposed to remaster it with new graphics. I think that's the thing that's coming out.
Yeah, I forgot how.
Later this year.
Next year, I forgot. Yeah.
Because.
They're going to update it a little bit more, too, so it's a little bit more used to how people play it, video games now, from what I heard. So.
Also, if you want to skip the lines on waiting, eBay does have some. But you're buying the lowest model for the top line price.
So yeah, and top line price is going actually for probably even, not 12. Even.
So the top one is the 64 gig, which is the bottom model, for $750. So more than the top model if you want to get it now.
And if you want the top model,
top model, 1100.
I wasn't off by $1,200.
For the very top option, there's probably some other ones you could look through and find.
Worth the wait, though.
Yeah, so most of the other ones that are the top models, though, people put them on bids and not buy it now.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
they want to make that money. They ain't
make the money.
Those idiots that have bought that and selling it, they made a major mistake.
They probably bought a couple, though. And then,
yeah, they probably bought a few. And then.
Yeah, and then are selling the extras. Or they got it, don't really care for it, because some of them are open and some of them are brand new, sealed up still. So all depends.
Another thing that I like and I hate, it's kind of a combo, is we were talking about it, is this is a gamer's dream, okay? This is a PC gamer's dream because of the pure fact of how you can upgrade this thing. Being so new and fresh, however, you're the one that has to design the new shit for it. So, say I want something like, a fan that is externally clipped in, and I got a bigger battery life. That was the other thing. I hate how short the battery life is. Well,
you're playing high-end games.
Yeah.
What's the handheld
form factor? Yeah.
Even the Switch battery life is not great. Like, I find, like, I'll play for a little bit, and it might be okay, but, like, if it's not on the charging station,
about 4 hours or so? Yeah,
but like it drains a lot, even when it's not in use. In like sleep mode.
Oh, just chilling. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll play it for a couple hours, maybe like 2 hours, go to bed, leave it off the charger, go to work, I'll come home, and it's on like 10%. I'm like, you were at like 75%.
Yeah.
When I put you down last night.
This isn't much better. I mean, if I'm playing like Portal. You were in sleep mode.
Right.
Now you're more tired when you wake up.
That's what I'm supposed to be like. That's my job.
Yeah. Have you had the problem if it's gone like past dead, like it's drained completely, and when you plug it in and it takes like a day of charging for it to even start booting?
Oh, yeah.
Have you had? Okay, yeah, I've had that many times. I don't let it die anymore because of that. It just takes forever to boot back up.
So
that's part of the reason I didn't bring mine, because I knew I had to charge it.
So this, I will say that I'm playing Portal or Portal 2, 3 hours max. You got 3 hours.
When you put up the game, it has a setting, though, to tell you, like,
how long
do I got on this game with this battery life? Like,
if you're on your own game, your actual gaming PC, and you unplug it, you'll probably get that. You'll probably get that or less, anyways. So,
on your laptop,
laptop.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Gaming PC. I'm like, no,
it's just not completely.
Here, let's show you.
Try it.
End the podcast right there.
Unless you're on a UPS, uninterrupted power supply, but that's a different story.
I love it, hands down, one of my favorite things. The things I'm looking for are cases, maybe skins.
I can definitely see skins coming out for this.
Oh, there's already stuff.
There's already probably stuff.
Check out, there's dude on, what the hell is it called?
So what you're saying is Etsy. Once people start getting these up and running, that we might have a Rage Gauge Network skin in the shop.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
if I can find a place that will let us customize our own,
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Dude, I'll do it. We could get.
Not me just out here every week just giving Connor more work to research. Like, I want a custom Yu-Gi-Oh! Mat. I want
Yo, I want easy to find. Yeah, I could actually do those.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Mat was easy?
What?
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah,
it's
mouse?
An oversized mouse pad.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It'd be like, there's oh, a, or I want skins for... Yeah, I'm a, that's my new bit now.
Because I
want
to make my own...
Pitch shit for Connor to make it.
More shit wanted, for Connor to do.
Because I've wanted to get my own custom magic mat, because I use them a lot when I'm at home and stuff. But so I found lots of places that will let you customize your own.
Nice!
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
Oh, so I could there are vinyl stuff, and...
Portal themed Steam decks.
I mean, realistically, if we get ourselves like a a cricket, we could do it our goddamn selves.
I don't know if we still have one. I know we got my mom years ago a cricket, but I don't know where it ever went.
I know where I can find one.
Okay.
I know where I can find one. But yeah, we could, and that would be straight cash to the pocket instead of going through loopholes.
Rage Game Network Dungeon Master screen.
Nice. Ooh.
Look up the Portal one.
I saw the Portal one. Ooh. I just looked at it on Etsy.
Yeah, on Etsy.
Yeah.
That one's sweet.
So base suggestion?
No, what?
RGN DM screen.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that. Look at that.
Ooh, that's real nice.
That's real
clean. That looks
clean.
So clean.
The
in
companion
the light.
Cube and I like the D-pads.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
So Connor, we're downloading Destiny 2
like that, with the white and black, yes. Maybe with like a little orange accent.
And it's made by Valve, which makes me like question
there needs to be a Portal special edition.
There needs to be a Portal special edition.
Isn't.
I think it might be questionable that it might be in the works for that. All right, we're a little over time, boys and girls.
I mean, every time we're on,
it's too fun.
It's just a
sometimes.
Podcast that never ends. We all know that.
Oh, of course. This is just a continuation of the last conversation. So, guys, if you want, go listen to Paranormal Almanac, all right, on all the platforms there that does. Yep. Yeah, you're listening to a podcast here.
You know where to find a podcast.
Yeah, just look them up.
You got ideas. All right. Also, yes, listen to his episodes. Good stuff. You know I'm a freaking nerd when it comes to that type of stuff. I love Bigfoot. Bigfoot's my boy.
Bigfoot's my boy. Nice.
Connor got me some stuff, too, which I didn't discuss, but it's really cool. Also... go to our website, ragegamenetwork.com. Go pick yourself up a t-shirt. You might be able to save some money and you go to Paranormal Almanac and listen to his 200th episode. I highly suggest listening to the whole thing because just good. Go to our ragegamenetwork.com. Also, go to our Discord. Are you going to take that down or are you still waiting?
We've not gotten anything.
So do you want to up the ante?
Yeah, I'll up the ante. So let's do this. 75 listens on this episode. Okay. I still want 5
so
comments.
This episode.
Because this giveaway will start for this episode. 75 listens. And I need 5 comments in our Discord that's not from one of the 4 of us at the table or Sarah.
Yep.
And I will up the ante for a $30 Pokemon giveaway of merch.
Oh, shit.
And if you want to still add in the stickers, that's on your call.
Yeah.
But I will
stickers are definitely in.
We'll throw a sticker.
A retail value of $30 Pokemon product.
I'll throw in 5 so you can spread the wealth with the stickers.
For 5 stickers?
5 stickers.
All right.
Okay.
So let's say
this. Who doesn't like stickers?
The 5,
I know, right?
The first 5 comments will get the stickers. And one of those 5 will also get the
merchandise.
$30 Pokemon merch.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Also, you guys, 75 listens. So that means you have to go out and tell people. 75. I think that would be one of the highest hits we've gotten.
I know we've gotten I know you showed us some couple week. We were up around there. So I want to push that out there.
Yeah.
We meet both those goals. Y'all going to get some free stuff.
That's like a big one.
So 75 listens, 5 comments. First 5 comments gets, everybody gets a sticker, but one gets the $30 merch, Pokemon merch. Okay? That's a fucking deal if I've ever heard it. And if you haven't commented or anything like that, you should, you should, you should. Oh, my God. On Discord. Discord, Discord, Discord. All right? Yes.
Check out social medias, too.
Yeah, yep. Check out our other social medias. We have been way more active on Facebook than I has expected us to be in a long time.
Anytime I see a news article and stuff, and it's like, well, I'm not sure when I'll get a chance to share it on the podcast, I'm going to just put it right out on there. Perfect. So it's not going to be our own comments, at least not if I'm posting.
No.
It's something if I find interesting, there are news articles or YouTube videos from other content creators for the games. Because
right.
This is gaming community.
It's gaming community. And if you rage it,
we game it.
Woo!
See ya.
See you guys.
Laters.